Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Got to say, got to be a good friend.
Here we go, back into the action here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler's voice sounds like this.
Good morning.
Rich McFadden's voice.
Good morning.
Sounds like this. All right, we're talking about the thing. Hi. You probably with a hi there. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. How's everything at home? The facts behind this controversy regarding Indiana and its Governor Mike Pence. Mm. And whether it's okay in Indiana to discriminate against gays, there's a, I guess, I'm not sure what best explains this. Maybe the look on his face during the various interviews that he's done since the discussion of their Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Things are not changing there, he says. It allows business owners, if you don't know the story behind the story, to discriminate against members of the lesbian and gay and the bisexual and transgender community, also known as LGBT, which sounds like the name of a train. Anyway, Governor Pence said he's uncertain about the media coverage. He refers to the media going after him and the state as shameless rhetoric. Actually, let's play a little of this. The conversation with George Stephanopoulos, wherein they discuss that it's okay in Indiana to discriminate against gays, apparently.
Do you think it should be legal in the state of Indiana to discriminate against gays or lesbians?
George,
it's a yes or no question.
Hoosiers don't believe in discrimination. This is about protecting the religious liberty of every Hoosier, of every faith.
Yes or no, should it be legal to discriminate against gays and lesbians?
George, you're following the mantra of the last week online, and you're trying to make this issue about something else.
One fix that people have talked about is simply adding sexual orientation as a protected class under the state civil rights laws. Will you push for that?
I will not push for that.
Is the law only aimed at those who are gay or have some strange sexual orientation? What's the difference between that and being black or any other? There's all kinds of ways. You could pass a law that says if you make more than $10 million, don't move to Indiana. We don't want you. Or if you have one leg, don't move to Indiana. We don't want you. Or let's say you don't have an IQ above 100. We want you. You can come up with any.
I mean, we have to protect different people. Reasons. People should not be discriminated against. But I just government and business, government telling business.
You'd like to think that there was enough common sense.
You would hope. You would hope. But you know.
All right. So speaking of common sense, let's go one step further with this, okay? Some of you may or may not have heard about the suggestion made in Arizona. State senator whose name is Sylvia Allen. Her suggestion: all Americans should have to go to church. This is a discussion last week while the state of Arizona was debating a gun bill concerning concealed weapons permits. It had nothing to do with religion. She explained that without a moral rebirth in the country, more people may feel the need to carry a weapon. She said, quote, "I believe what's happening to our country is that there's a moral erosion of the soul of America. It's the soul that is corrupt. How we get back to a moral rebirth, I don't know. Since we're slowly eroding religion at every opportunity that we have, probably we should be debating a bill requiring every American to attend a church of their choice every Sunday to see if we can get back to having a moral rebirth. But since that won't be allowed and we would not even be debating that, I'm going to vote yes, that people who are responsible, who have carry weapons permits, don't have to worry about their guns as they're out and about doing business in whatever building they're in, except ones where they aren't allowed, where guns are not allowed. Anyway, the comments are posted on social media here, there, and everywhere. Does the idea go against the Constitution? Is she a whack job? One of the other state senators, his name is Steve Farley, said even if you believe that would stem the moral decay, I think the Constitution makes it very clear that our country is founded on the pillar of separation of church and state. All right. Round and round we go. Where we stop, nobody knows. 888-302-3684. The email address for Rich is rich@dougstefan.com, or for Ken, it's ken@dougstefan.com, or for me, it's doug@dougstefan.com, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday. What's the hot stuff? This is just now surfacing. I'm betting a lot of people haven't heard this story before, so probably won't find much comment on this yet, Kenny. What else do we have that's cooking that people would like to share?
A lot of the comments are still about the plane crash from last week.
Uh-huh. Any comments about seeing my grandson on Facebook?
I'm sure there are.
We posted two pictures yesterday. One of Kenny and Jennifer and me having lunch in Oceanside, California, which was a very nice experience for all of us because we hadn't gotten together for a long time. And I had my I had systematically decided that I would bring my smartphone because Jennifer and I on the way down decided that we would add a few things to it, make it work a little better. Heretofore, it was a Bob Kay and a Meredith production, and now it's more of a, well, it's a kind of everybody's done their thing. And I actually sent my first tweet to Rich. That was first.
And he called me to make sure I got it. Then I replied to him, and then he actually responded.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put some Facebook stuff up. So what do you have, Kenny, that's going around in that room?
As far as the picture of Miles, Susan says he has the Stefan smile. So cute.
Oh. That picture was taken. It was sort of like someone was asking him to pontificate about something important. It looks like he's about ready to say something very pithy. He did a lot of cooing with me yesterday. After I went to lunch with you guys, I went to Megan's and I had some time with Miles, and he did a lot of cooing. Coo.
Coo, coo, ca-choo.
Yes, right.
Coo, ca-choo.
All right, what else you got, Ken?
Scott says it looks like he's saying good day.
Good day. Yep. He's the one who will inherit Richie. Sean can get your job, and Miles can take over my job.
There you go.
How's that? I don't know. Kenny, your kids are too old. They can't probably won't fit in.
Yeah, they're on their own.
Right. Okay.
John says 81 likes now. Wow. Although it's up to 89 now.
Oh, is it? Okay. Likes. That's people and their families. I'd love to have people post pictures of their children and their grandchildren. You should do, should is not a word that even ought to be in the vocabulary, I think, of most people. But it would be nice to see you share your pictures and what's going on with you. It doesn't have to always be about what controversy there is. And it isn't always just about me posting things or Kenny posting stuff or Richie posting stuff. I'd love to see, and so would we all, pictures of the people in your life that mean something to you. And expressions that they're just something you want to share with lots of folks because you feel good about your children, your grandchildren, your job, what you do for fun. Any of those things would be great to share on the Facebook page. Help yourself. I didn't know you could put pictures on Twitter. My understanding was you used to not be able to do that, but apparently now you can post pictures on Twitter, too. Right?
I've always been able to do pictures and videos.
On Twitter?
Videos and everything.
Couldn't do that.
Music.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Music, music, music. All right. Any others, Kenny, that you want to pass along?
One more comment. This is about Friday's video of the day. Mm-hmm. We had the Jive Aces bring me sunshine. God. And Xenia says, that made me happy, much like your program, Doug.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you very much. Well, all of those things are aimed at making you happy or make you think. There's not somebody that's trying to put some sort of perverse thought in your head. Although I will tell you, in a moment we're going to talk, as time allows, about the Monsanto, the latest gaffe from them.
This one's great.
America, we can.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So when Grandma said, when you're mad, count to 10, was she right? Absolutely yes. Here's the neurological science of it. It seems you've got a choice to act. It's called the readiness potential. And even if the desire to act is initiated in the unconscious of your brain, there's a built-in, are you sure you want to do this, brain pop-up message. After you decide to act, and right before you do it, the brain initiates a pre-wired 150 millisecond stop and rethink what you're doing opportunity. What's the cheap psychological trick? Even if the devil makes you do it, there's a brain-wired mechanism which will give you a second chance. Grandma was right. Count to 10 is a second chance to stop before you regret it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Known as El Presidente, this four-time All-Star won 245 games during a 23-year career and pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League history for the Montreal Expos.
Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So where is Dennis Martinez now? The first Nicaraguan-born player to appear in the majors, Dennis is an icon back home. The ballpark in Nicaragua's capital is named Dennis Martinez National Stadium. Previously a spring training instructor with the Orioles, Dennis was the Nicaraguan manager in the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to be selected to be a manager of this ball club. We got a lot of young people. We got a lot of spirit.
Dennis Martinez, El Presidente. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ADM wonders how many decided to get a personalized license plate only to be turned down because of a government perceived double meaning. Hang on to your helmets. A related case in Texas, all the way to the Supreme Court. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800. 393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Texans strong in their belief in freedom of speech. A Lone Star citizen says freedom extends to the written word on license plates. In 2011, Supremes held that burden falls on the viewer to avoid further bombardment by simple eye avertment. Expect the highest court in land to reaffirm. Ban one group, ban them all. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
A lobbyist named Patrick Moore, who works for Monsanto, told a television interviewer that Roundup weed killer is safe to drink. So when given the opportunity to have a glass, he declined. Mr. Moore told the interviewer that glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, is not responsible for raising cancer rates. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer last week, you remember we talked about this, said the results of their study conclude the chemical is carcinogenic. Mr. Moore countered the chemical is not harmful at all, even if you directly drink it. Drink a whole quart, he said. It won't hurt you. Really? So then the interviewer offered him a glass of Roundup, asked if he'd have a drink. Moore said, I'm not stupid. This reminds me of the episode of the Madam Secretary last night where they're all drinking the Kool-Aid and some cult. That's what this is sort of like. He says, I'm not stupid, not dangerous to humans. What does that mean? He said people who try to commit suicide by drinking the herbicide fail regularly. Really? So there's the test. There it is. This is the fail-safe method to know that Roundup is good for you. People trying to commit suicide by drinking it have failed to kill themselves.
So it's not harmful for you. So it's not like they walk away unaffected, but they don't die.
No, they don't die from it. Yeah, no, they have their stomachs pumped, et cetera, et cetera. Take a look at this guy. The picture of him and the story behind the story of the interview is from today's show section at DougStephan.com. We knew that you would love that, even if you're a farmer. Come on. We got to focus in on that and understand what the reality is. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three at the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and I are here to have some fun with you. Y-O-U. And what better day in the week to have Saturday Night Live, although they seem to have this Friday night. Is it Friday or Saturday they do at 10 o'clock? No, it's a Saturday night. They do a Saturday night at 10 o'clock of an older show. I happen to see when I climbed into bed on Saturday night and turned on television and the Saturday Night Live from, good God, Dennis Miller had.
Oh, wow. Some classic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
I thought they were doing more recent stuff, but this was a really good. It was okay. It wasn't great, one of the great ones, but it was watchable for a while until my interest waned and.
Lights out. Do you fall asleep with the TV on?
No.
No, you turn it off, then go to sleep.
If I do watch it now, I always read afterwards. I can feel myself, especially if I'm not using, I don't watch stuff like I used to. I'm more interested in reading because it clears my mind and go right to sleep, bingo, bango. But before we get too lost in what we're doing for sleep, let's stay awake, or maybe some of this stuff will wake you up. Bits and pieces from last Saturday's Saturday Night Live, including the Weekend Update joking about DEA agents partying with the Colombian prostitutes.
A new Justice Department report claims that the American DEA agents in Colombia participated in sex parties with prostitutes hired by drug cartels. In response to this incredibly irresponsible behavior, the agents have been promoted to Secret Service.
Makes sense.
There we go. There's a joke about Ted Cruz running for president.
During Senator Ted Cruz's speech announcing his run for president, he repeatedly asked voters to imagine the country what it would look like with him as its leader. And then he repeatedly asked voters to stop laughing.
He asked the voters to do
that? He asked them, yeah.
I hear the joke about Harry Reid deciding to retire.
Senator Harry Reid said that he came to his decision to not run for re-election while he was recovering from an exercising accident. That's right, an exercising accident, and definitely not roughed up by Senate badass Mitch McConnell.
I didn't think that was funny. The two of them ought to go down. They ought to both be gone. A couple of old fossils.
You know, not to get too off track, but I heard our former host now, retired host Roger Hedgecock, Friday talking about Harry Reid. He's like, no, man. He goes, it's not about the accident. It's not about anything. It's about a land deal in Nevada for Harris.
Well, there's another one. I told you about the land deal. How many years ago? It was 4, 5, 6 years ago when they were building
on the other side of the dam, the Hoover
the dam. Right. Yeah. He and his family bought all that land, had all that land. They made all that money. There's nothing new there.
This is a deal where they traded money for citizenships or green cards or visas. Yeah, that's what it was. Visas.
He's a damnable crook,
and it's coming to light.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. Whatever it is, it's good. Good riddance. Here's a weekend update joke about George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, who shot Trayvon Martin, spoke out for the first time, saying he blames President Obama for inciting racial tensions that erupted after the shooting. At least he thinks it was Obama. It was pretty dark at the time.
All right, and here's the... their comments on this new study regarding your napping.
A new study shows that a 45-minute nap in the middle of the day can enhance a person's memories. Memories like, oh, right, I'm an alcoholic.
Happens.
Yeah. There was a lot of focus. Mrs. Clinton, Bill Clinton is the subject of a new off-Broadway musical. His flaws will be the focus of Clinton the Musical, which is the brainchild of a couple of Australian brothers, makes its off-Broadway debut next month. That'll be something.
Sure, Bill and Hillary will be sitting front and center for that.
Right, exactly, yeah. Dick Morris is featured in it, Newt Gingrich and Monica Lewinsky.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We are at our absolute best when in service to you. When I say we, that's Rich McFadden at the Pros in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler in his perch at the studio he has in the San Diego area. And I'm in Los Angeles. Doug Steffens, good day. Program with the continuing discussion and debate about mental health issues because of pilot Andreas Lubitz. He reportedly was once suicidal, underwent a lot of psychotherapy, and so why was he that's what it keeps flooding back to. Why was he at the controls in a plane? No evidence he was suicidal before the crash, but two and two still makes four. In my book, the captain of the flight trying to break down the cockpit door in an attempt to stop him being hailed as a hero. He deserves the German Medal of Honor for his heroic attempts. You can hear all of that. Has anybody actually heard? Kenny, have you heard the actual sound from the flight recorder? Because I know it's around.
No, I haven't seen anywhere where it's been released to the news
media. Yeah, I don't think they've released it.
Yeah, who would want to? Would you want to listen
to
that?
It's just transcript.
No.
No, I don't want to listen to that, frankly. Backlash growing. Some people say we just don't understand the reason for the law in Indiana because there are a dozen other states that have the same law. Arkansas is about to pass the same law, so what's the big deal? What's the hubbub? Why are businesses threatening to pull out of Indiana? Governors saying they won't go to Indiana for conferences. Mayors in other states banning travel, celebrities ramping up criticism, the state's Republican governor, Mike Pence, defending the law in a op-ed piece that appears today in the Wall Street Journal, says it's not a license to discriminate. I was sort of surprised that so many of these, what do we not understand about this? Jeb Bush says it's okay with him. Marco Rubio voicing support. Ted Cruz. So what is there? I mean, these guys obviously looking for the right wing base, but why would right wing? What is there about this that's so appealing to the right wing and so much anathema to the left?
It's so difficult, and I hate to even tread here because you come off sounding like
it's a horrible word. no matter which side you're on, you don't come across
you,
as being
you lose.
Handed.
But there's an attack on business going on, and telling you, making laws about
who you can hire and who you can't.
Who
hire.
You can hire, who you can't, yep. Who you can serve, and who you can't.
Yeah.
And I totally 110% get that we cannot discriminate against somebody based on their sexual, their color, whatever, their religion. Mm. All of that is good. I get it. But we're telling businesses you have to serve this person if they come in and they're obnoxious and they're just a dirtbag in your restaurant. And all of a sudden the guy stands up and says, hey, I'm being discriminated against because I'm this or that or whatever it is. Or
may not be true, but it's...
Right. Somebody walks into your business and says, I want to buy advertising, and you say no because I don't like your company, and they say, hey, I'm being discriminated against. You didn't know I was gay, but guess what? I am, and you're discriminating against me for it. Or, you know what? I'm on the telephone. You didn't know I was black, but I am, or Asian, or white, or whatever it is. And all these laws that are telling businesses who they have to do business with, it just feels wrong. Why can't we just...
get along!
Why can't we just get along? Why do we need a law to make us get along?
I think there's a lot of hoop here, and there are other things that are going on. I find this interesting. The leading association for pharmacists in the United States adopted a policy that will discourage pharmacists from providing any drugs to any state institution that's involved in executions. Pharmacists say they will no longer put together these concoctions, cocktails, if you will, for use in lethal injections. So it'll be harder now to, in the death penalty states, to execute people. So get out the rifles.
There we go.
That's just what Utah's doing.
That's there are some other states, I think, that are looking at that too, aren't they? I heard a whole discussion and debate yesterday on one of the talk radio programs here in Los Angeles as I was driving around yesterday afternoon about the penal institutions and what a complete bizarre mess they are in this whole country. So many people in jail that ought not to be.
Look what happened
jail.
In Baltimore just a couple of years ago, where the inmates were running the prison,
the asylum. Right.
Basically, there was one inmate who was controlling the whole shebang.
Well, everybody else gets afraid. They gain power. The penal system doesn't work. It's atrocious. It spends $60,000 to $70,000 a year now on these inmates, especially if you're on death row with the appeals that go on for 18, 19, 20 years.
Per inmate, you mean.
Yeah, per inmate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now, here in California, because the prison is so overcrowded, this whole discussion, I think, started, was it yesterday or last week, some judge said, you can't double up people on death row. It's, for whatever the reason, Kenny, is that the story? There was a request made by Jerry Brown or somebody that wanted to cut down on the prison population or the need to build new prisons. And one of the suggestions was you put people on death row in bunk beds and have two or three or four of them in the same cell. And the judge says, nope, can't do that. So that's what started this debate. Why? Why? What common sense approach to this issue would have you believe that it wouldn't be good to have two people that were on death row in the same cell? This is from the Oh No, Say It Isn't So Department. How many of you have used this with your children? How many of you heard your mother say to you, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure, right.
Some research group, and again,
so loaded with pesticides now they kill you of cancer.
Right. Researchers have determined that daily apple eaters have just as many doctor visits as those who ate fewer or no apples.
You know what my new thing is? Ever since we talked months ago about that study of people who ate a handful of nuts a day.
Oh, yes.
So I have, when I go to Costco, I buy that big jug of Planters mixed nuts.
Yeah.
Just every day, handful. Nobody, over 20 years, the 1,000 people that they studied versus the 1,000 people that they studied that didn't eat a handful of nuts, like whatever, 28% or 38% of those died. Of all the people who ate a handful of nuts every day, none of them died.
Chock full of nuts is that heavenly handful.
I'm already chock full of nuts.
Heavenly handful. Heavenly handful. In a moment, we will discuss the new host of the Daily Show. Yesterday, this gentleman was named to replace John Stewart. Who is he? What's he all about? I've never heard of the guy before. But now he'll become more of a household name. Who is he? What's he all about? And his name is not Alfie, but we'll find out what his name is in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, in Egg versus Chicken, launch a hard-boiled egg attack on those ruthless roosters and philandering hens. Great game, not just for Easter. Egg versus Chicken. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
At just 26, Tom Fat Joe became president of his subdivision's homeowners association. But there was a problem. Garbage.
The previous hauler had moved to more profitable routes. They couldn't find a replacement. Bags full of trash were piling up all over.
Tom suggested they do it themselves. An angry resident shot back, "Why don't you do it yourself?"
He did. Every day he woke up at 4 to collect garbage. Then he changed into a suit for his day job as an accountant. A year later, he went full-time in the garbage business, and he went on to create a billion-dollar enterprise.
What problem could you solve part-time? It may be your route to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Why do we use unleaded gasoline anyway? Turns out there are some 7 million tons of deadly tetraethyl lead and EDB active in our soil, air, water, and bodies, showing up in places like our cake mix and cereal. The Nation magazine reported common lead, a deadly heavy metal, illegal in paint and gasoline, was quietly added to motor fuel by General Motors, which controlled the patent on the nation's daily gasoline formula. For 60 years, GM added tetraethyl lead to gas, despite evidence the company's lead had poisoned 80% of its own Bayway lab staff and was killing an additional 5,000 Americans a year from cars' airborne exhaust. The payoff? At the time, GM made money on almost every gallon of gasoline that was sold by anyone. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to be seen by others as more attractive, more handsome, better looking? It all starts with the eyes. Here's the biological science of it. Humans are wired to take care of creatures with big eyes, like babies. In fact, the belladonna plant, translated beautiful lady, was named because females use the plant's extract to make their pupils bigger, more beautiful. Republic Pictures used the plant extract to make cowboy Roy Rogers more attractive. What's the chief psychological trick? Want to be seen as more attractive? Well, plan a romantic dinner by candlelight. Your pupils will dilate to take in more light. They'll look bigger, and you'll be seen by your partner as more attractive. They'll be attracted to you, and they won't even know why. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richard Fadden, Kenny Kessler, and you with the new host of The Daily Show on people's minds. John Stewart announced a month or so ago that he was going to do other things. So his successor they found in-house, 31-year-old Trevor Noah. No, can I do that the right way, not sound like a New Englander? Trevor Noah. Previously contributed on-air appearances. He was asked in an interview yesterday, what's the story? He said, I don't believe it. He's the son of, so he was raised in Soweto, which is near Johannesburg, South Africa. So what does he sound like? Does he? Well, let's find out. Here he is from a, he was on with John Stewart in the earlier part of this month, talking about the U.S. buying their way into the International Chess Championship.
America is making a concerted effort to buy top foreign chess players in an attempt to win next year's Chess Olympiad gold medal for the first time in decades. That's right. The United States is buying up nerds. Nerd mercenaries. Nerd scenarios.
If Americans are so bored by chess, then why are you stealing everyone else's players?
We'd like to win. We would like to win. I mean, let's face facts. We could patiently build a homegrown chess team through years of hard work, but years of hard work. We'd rather just buy them.
You know what, John? Does America really need to be the best at everything? I mean, you already dominate the world in economics, military power, obesity.
Well, you're very kind. We have the most Dakotas.
You've got so many Dakotas.
Yes.
Well, what is it? North, South, Fanning, Johnson.
Yes.
Need some Dakota for the rest of us.
It is not like America has not had chess greats of its own. You had a, what was that movie? Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, but that was, what, 40 years ago?
No, I just rented it. It was, in Deep Blue, the IBM chess computer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the parts came from China.
All right, so, here we have another non-American getting the job. That was the first thing that came to my mind is, okay, we have, what's his
face? Racist.
Late show? Nah, I'm not a racist. That has nothing to do with
sure
race.
You are.
No.
See, but that's the way people see it now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, said something. Oh, my God. He's an American.
Well, I didn't, he may be funny. And then I suppose we turn it around. Why does everybody on television in America have to be an American? Yeah, that's a point. I suppose you can make that point. We'll find out whether he's funny or not. I don't watch that show. I know a lot of people who do. And they have great regard and respect for Jon Stewart, as do I, frankly. Having watched him work, he invited me to come to do his show. Was I with you, or was it before I came here?
No,
I don't remember.
It was 14 years ago or something.
Remember when I went and Larry, not Larry.
Yeah, Lewis Black.
Lewis Black. What a character. My God, what a character. But I remember sitting out in the entree, in the area that's sort of, it's not the green room, but it's out in front of the studio facility, which was a little studio in the middle of nowhere in New York. It wasn't a big TV studio, just a little place. About 100 people go in and have their time there in the audience every night. And I think they tape it at 4:30, 5:30, something like that. And I remember being enthralled with Stewart and the way he had command of the situation. A lot of regard and respect for him. And Lewis Black was just a funny bugger. Man, was he a funny dude.
Yeah, he never left.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he never stopped. It was constant.
Yeah, right. And he's very vulgar when you see him on the HBO's, but he's really vulgar. So anyway, but I was talking, who's the other guy, this the fellow that's doing the late night show? Corden, what's his name?
James Corden.
Corden, yeah, right. All right. So I just am making an observation. You can take it as you will. NBC announced that The Wiz will be the next live musical performance, with Cirque du Soleil boarding the project, plans to bring the show to Broadway in 2016. The Wiz will be on television December 3rd. This seems to be a Christmas thing. Peter Pan, Sound of Music, last couple of years, they both did well, even though they weren't really good performances. But it's sort of the art of doing live television once again revisited.
You know what? They were nice.
Nice family fair.
Performance. Yeah, it's nice family fair.
Family fair. The March Madness ratings at a 25-year high. Our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asked you about the which one you wanted to see win. Let's see what happened here, Richie. 30 was the split. 33% said Kentucky, 33% said Michigan, 24% said Wisconsin, 10% said the Duke Blue Devils.
And everybody, you've made a lot of enemies over the years.
Yeah.
They're
the Dallas Cowboys of college basketball. It's good. They've just been successful.
CBS is developing a new Star Trek TV series. How about that?
Interesting.
Yep. Gene Roddenberry. So who's going to be... This is probably not a bill of fare that Shatner will be involved in. 84 years old. Can you see him as...
I can't fit into my suit.
But I think it's a good idea. Why not? Everything else is being rerun. Do you, you either or both of you, did you like Heroes, the TV show?
Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Loved. Who is Hiro Nakamura?
He was the main character of the show, the I don't know, little Asian guy who...
Played by Mazi Oka.
Uh-huh. He could disappear and show up somewhere else.
He's going to reprise his role for Heroes Reborn.
Love it.
Which we were talking about, I think, yesterday, a 13-episode event series that'll be on in the fall of this year. So he's going to get him coming back again.
I think he was very good.
Deal. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Richie. A couple of specials for Ken Burns, Unraveling the Mysteries of Cancer in a PBS film. That's something that is a three-part documentary Cancer, the emperor of all maladies, begins, I think, next Monday night on PBS. 51 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
At the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Tom Kreitler, who's the host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Programme. He's the author of My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. His wife gets credit on it because she cleans up the money pit.
I too. Funny of that myself. But yes.
All right. So you write in your blog, and we've got it on the Better Living page at DougSteffen.com, about Black and Decker cordless trimmer edgers and what impact they have on, I don't understand, eliminates the hassle of gas.
Well, you know, this
talking
is the time
about
of
gas
year
engines
when
on a blower.
Yeah, yeah. Folks are starting to get their mowers and their trimmers out of storage now and getting them ready for the season. And, of course, there's a whole bunch of hassle associated with that. The thing is, the battery-powered technology has gotten so advanced today that you can get plenty of power and battery life out of one of these battery-powered products. So the Black & Decker product, what they did now is they've developed brushless motors, which give you more runtime and more power than the old-fashioned brushed motors. Plus, the batteries are now 40-volt batteries, and these 40-volt batteries can not only power the string trimmer and the edger, but there's a mower, electric sweepers, different tools in the line that can run off the same battery. So, you know, look, if you've got a huge farm like our friend Doug here, perhaps battery-powered tools aren't the way to go. But if you've got, you know, the average American yard, I think this is a great alternative.
Not something we could use the power too much
on. No, when you head out to the West 40, you'd probably lose power by the time you get out there.
All right, Tom prides himself being able to answer lots of questions. You can, by the way, go to the Money Pit website, moneypit.com. Or you can call 888-MONEY-PIT, and you can ask by leaving a question. That means that the producers will pay attention to it. You can do it 24/7, and the questions will, chances are, get answered on the weekend show that you can hear on hundreds of radio stations around the country. Here's a question from a listener named Michelle. We have a ranch house with forced air heating and cooling. The master bedroom is across the hall from the nursery, and the ductwork runs under the floor between the rooms. Both doors closed. We can hear the baby in his room through the vents. Is there any way to prevent the sound transmission? I would think you'd want to hear what the baby was doing or not doing, but that would be just
think
me.
Of, think of all the money you save by not needing to buy a baby monitor.
Right.
You know? Well, sound transmission is an issue, and the way it can be probably modified, lessened, not completely eliminated, is by insulating those heating ducts. There's insulation that can actually run inside the ducts that will slow the transmission, the bounce of those sound waves off the ducts. But I would say that that's a pretty major repair because you've got to open up the ceiling below or the floor above to get to that duct if it's running through the floor. So, Michelle, I might just cherish these moments for the next year or two while the baby's frequently crying because, you know, it's not going to be forever and probably going to save yourself a boatload of money because you won't have to tear up your floor.
Brandon writes, the tag on my 10-year-old light fixture says to use no more than 75 watts. Is it safe to use an LED bulb rated equivalent to 100 watts?
You know, that's a great question.
That's a good
question, and that's a situation we find ourselves in because all of our light fixtures and the heat ratings are based on incandescent bulbs. But, of course, the LED bulbs, if it's a 100-watt bulb, it's equivalent to the power consumption of a 25-watt incandescent. So I'd say probably yes. The only reason I'm not saying absolutely is because I know that some of the LED bulbs get a bit warm in the way they generate that light, but I would say most cases you can do that.
Right. All right, here's listener Cheryl, who has discovered that the radon vent in her 2-year-old home ends in the attic and is not vented outdoors. That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. What's the story?
Well, it actually does make a lot of sense, Doug, and here's why. Because in certain parts of the country, the building code requires that the builders rough in the radon piping. So this is the piping that is inside the walls of the home, and it goes right down to the basement and below the floor. So they're required to do that because you can't test for radon until the home is complete. And if you wait until the home is complete, of course, it becomes a major construction project to run that pipe. It's very simple to run it during construction. So now that the home is complete, Cheryl, if you've not ever done a radon test, I would encourage you to do that. And then once you get the results of that test, if in fact it comes in high, that pipe would be extended through the roof and a fan would be inserted in the attic to basically depressurize the slab underneath in your basement, pulling the gas safely out of the house.
All right, I just got a call from Senator Menendez, who represents your state of New Jersey, and wants to know if you can figure out a way to get him a hacksaw into his soon-to-be prison cell.
We'll bake him a cake.
That's it, right. And make sure that it's not a cake that you're going to use later on in a gay wedding. 59 after the hour on Good Day. America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.